Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
Just checking out some of the gadgets that Batman had.
You know,
we'll definitely talk about Adam West today.
Here's the thing about Adam West. People don't realize he was in his 80s. He was in his late 80s when he passed. It was he's like one of those guys like William Shatner, and as a matter of fact, they parallel each other pretty significantly.
Except William Shatner had more success. He broke away from the typecasting quicker than Adam West did and more successfully.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
But there's a parallel there for sure.
Yeah, Adam West has three things of note, clearly. Obviously, Batman and the mayor of Quahog, Adam West, from Family Guy. But then he was in a very limited run TV show back in the late 80s, early 90s called Danger Theater, which was something that Fox put out that Penelope Spheeris, who directed Wayne's World.
Right.
She was the producer for that show and director for that show. Very, very weird. It was hosted by Robert Vaughn, another guy who was sort of typecast and who
yes.
we lost recently.
Yep.
Robert Vaughn and then Richard Bader, who was later on the Drew Carey show, was a private eye called The Searcher. Hilarious role. He should have really got more credit for it. But that was the time when Fox TV was sucking. They were not doing really well. It was 2 15-minute vignettes. The second one starred Adam West and Peter Navy Tuiasosopo, who was a heavy Hawaiian guy. You probably saw him in a couple of different movies. Scott Bakula movies he was in. But it was called Tropical Punch, and it was like a cop show, like a parody of the old, like Hawaii 5-0 type deal. But it was a comedy.
Wow.
And Adam West was brilliant in that. I know he was like, I was on a couple of different Westerns and stuff, too, in guest roles.
Yeah.
But he was fairly cool. Like, there was something cool about that, and a better voice you could not hear. For guys that do this for a living, who hear voices, great voices all the time, he started out in radio, I believe.
Yeah, and the cadence of his speech, very much similar to William Shatner also.
Yeah, I would think
right?
So, yeah. Very, very staccato, sort of pausing left and right, almost before walk-in was.
Overly dramatic.
Yes, a little bit. So give me three of the best gadgets that Batman had.
Well,
on the TV show. Obviously, the Bat Knockout Spray.
Okay, Bat Knockout Spray was awesome.
He had to spray people before they went to the Batcave so they wouldn't know where they were.
And there was also Bat Shark Repellent Spray.
I do remember the Bat Shark Repellent Spray.
That was used in the movie they did. And I like the, I can't find it right here, but I guess you'd call it the Bat Shield. It was that sort of plexiglass thing that they would kneel and sort of crouch behind. It was bulletproof, and then they walked towards the bad guys.
Yes, that was always good. And then, of course, the bat rope, which allowed them to climb anything at any time.
You know what other people call that?
Rope. We'll talk a little bit more about the passing of Adam West, who, is it safe to say television legend because of that one role?
Certainly, certainly a icon of Americana, like kitsch, is that the word?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Pop culture icon, for certain. Yeah, so like swag bag for our enrollee in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school.
Yes. I believe we've got Russell going here, right?
Okay, then.
All right, Russell. This is real simple. We're just going to give you a gadget, and you tell us if it was a real Batman gadget from the TV show or not. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. The Batzooka.
False.
No, that was true. That's a Batzooka like a bazooka. It shot rockets out of it.
Okay.
How about the Bat Anti-STD Spray?
False.
That is false.
Although he probably could have used it because Batman got tons of ass.
Yeah, Robin too.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right, here's a question. Lee Merriweather ass, Eartha Kitt ass, or Julie Newmar ass?
Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
That's the right choice.
Although Eartha Kitt a strong second.
Interesting. We'll have to talk more about that. But let's see. Let's give you another one. How about... Oh, let's see. How about the Bat Wax Solvent?
The Bat what?
Wax Solvent.
Like wax in the car?
Yes, Bat
just like wax
solvent.
In a car. Yeah, it's wax solvent.
False.
No, that's true.
It's just stupid enough to be true. What does it do, Mark?
It dissolves any type of wax.
Just in case you were really thinking of attacking Batman with a candle.
Yes.
He can defend himself.
That sounds so useful.
Yep, it is. Well, in the 1960s, it may have been. Yep. You never know how many of those hippie parties he was at when people were dripping candle wax on each other. You'd need that.
You know, I think he actually used that more often than the bacillin, which prevented infection.
Which would technically be a bat STD device, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Russell, you sound like a fun guy. We're going to give you the KSLX swag bag anyway.
Sweet. Cool.
Excellent, man. Congratulations.
Thank
Hang on the line.
Guys.
That's why I buzzed him on the bat anti-STD spray, because he had bacillin, which is technically an anti-STD.
I suppose you're right.
I'm just saying.
He had all kinds of stuff. I mean, he had the anti-crime auxiliary power generator, which supplied power to the bat cave in case of a power outage.
Right. Which, by the way, the bat cave, can we just talk about how cool the bat cave was? It was, I mean, clearly some of the extra special effects props from the Enterprise Bridge were brought into the Batcave. You know, same sort of scanners and all that stuff like that. But it was, first of all, it was massive.
Yes.
It was a massive structure. And by the way, where are the caves in the middle of New York City?
Well, they're behind those little orange and white barricades.
Yeah, the barricade road signs, yes.
That flap
that
down
flip right
when
down,
you press
yes.
the button.
Yes.
That fascinated me as a kid.
I love that.
I loved it.
And,
yep.
you know, I love the Batmobile, too.
Batmobile was
Everybody
awesome.
Loved the Batmobile. Yep. Maybe one of the two coolest cars in the history of mankind. I don't know what the other one would be, because it'd be an argument. Would it be Kid or the General Lee or anything like that? But the Batmobile's above everything else.
It's a very cool car. You know what was my favorite gadget of theirs?
No.
That I'm reading from this list? The Bat Television, which normal people called
a television. Right, exactly,
yeah.
Yes. I'm not exactly sure. Now, the Batmobile was, I want to say it was like a Ford or a Mercury.
I think the Batmobile was a Prius, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember. I'm actually looking it up right now. I can't find it. But it was a pretty kick-ass car.
It was an awesome car.
Especially with the flame coming out of the back of it. And
incredible.
And credit where credit is due, an early car phone.
Yes, he did. He had one.
He had a bat phone in the car long before anybody else.
Turbines to speed, baby.
Yeah, no, he was all good, man.
Thanks for coming out for Cause for Pause on Saturday. It's weird because, like, a couple of weeks ago, when we were at a Cause for Pause event, we found out that Greg Allman passed away. And then on Saturday, I got home and my wife said, hey, did you hear about Adam West, Batman? He just died. It's like, no.
Yeah, a piece of my childhood, man. I was born in 68, so the Batman show.
It was awful, right?
Yeah, a lot like Star Trek had already happened by the time I was born. However, you know, keep in mind, this was also one of those situations, and I'm surprised that Adam West made a pretty good living as Batman after the fact. He did a lot of, you know, appearances and stuff like that. And he was well known as Batman, but imagine how much money he could have gotten received. Had he actually been paid for the syndication rights for Batman? Because it was on in every city in America every afternoon at like 4 o'clock every day for years, decades. Yep. It's still on.
And he made nothing on those reruns.
Yeah, made nothing on those reruns. It seems like really sort of an unfair situation from Batman.
Yeah. Morning, KSLX.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's going on?
What up and happy Monday.
Oh, I'm feeling a little lost this morning. I got to tell you, since Adam West passed away over the weekend.
You're feeling lost. Okay. Well, what can we do to help you?
Yes, citizen. How can we shine a bat signal in the sky for you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's some kind of life lesson that Batman could pass along to me and maybe the other listeners and help us get through the day.
You know, it's interesting that he asked that question because, let's face it, the words teachable moment are applied liberally throughout the Batman show.
All he did, if you ever watch it, is lecture people about how to do things the right way.
Yeah, he was kind of a pushy son of a bitch. I mean, you want an example?
Yeah.
Here's an example.
Gosh, I'm hungry. Hope Aunt Harriet has a good meal waiting. Let's go faster.
You see that sign, Robin? Speed limit, 55 miles an hour. A good driver always observes the speed laws. It's the best way to stay out of trouble.
You're right. We better hurry, Batman.
Not too fast, Robin. In good bat climbing, as in good driving, one must never sacrifice safety for speed.
Right again, Batman.
Right again.
Yes.
He's completely resigned to the fact that, okay, Batman, you got me.
The whole show is Batman dishing out advice, whether it's wanted or unwanted.
By the way,
mostly to Robin, but to anybody who'll listen.
Can we point out Dick Grayson's sexism there? Aunt Harriet better have a good meal on the table when we get home. Or what?
Or what?
Or she's out. That old bat. Who, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Who were floating this entire time.
That's right. So
Aunt Harriet, who was the uncle?
He obviously was gone.
Right. Yeah. Absentee uncle.
Or maybe Alfred had something to do with that.
It's possible. Youthful ward, Dick Grayson, sexist pig.
So we will pass along some life lessons from Batman all through the morning here.
Okay, then.
Mark and Neanderthal.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yeah. Take a little fake news, take some alternative facts, mix them up in a blender, and this is what you get.
Yep, these are fake facts. These are things that we made up in a stunning attempt to try and trick you throughout the day. And with it being a Monday, why not?
Well, at last night's Tony Awards, Tony Bennett, Tony Hawk, Tony Romo, and Tony Randall all went down to defeat again as Tony Danza won the award for Best Tony for the 34th consecutive year.
It's amazing how that happens. He's had an amazing run.
That's staying power is what that is.
Exactly. You know, this is Pride Month, right? So we'd like to congratulate everybody who is celebrating Pride Month. In honor of Pride Month, there's a new auto dealership being opened by a group of women in Florida and Georgia who are all worshippers of the Allman Brothers. You know what it's called?
What?
Butch Trucks.
Okay.
You're welcome.
If you're not an Allman Brothers fan, he was one of the drummers. Butch Trucks.
There you go.
That's nice. All right, you know what? Let's not hog the spotlight here, okay?
Alrighty then.
Let's turn it over to somebody to do a fake fact who was with us at the Cause for Pause event this past Saturday.
Okay then.
I'm Tori and I'm from Phoenix. Duran Duran hate it when people repeat themselves.
What?
Duran Duran hate it when people repeat themselves.
Nice. Well done. Good call. Nice job, Tori.
Fantastic work.
All right. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band reunited just as the Twilight movie series disappeared. Coincidence? I think not.
Okay.
Now,
vampires are susceptible to the stake.
Werewolves, bullet. Silver bullet.
That's right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
That doesn't really work if you have to explain it, I think.
Well...
All right. It's time for us to play a game. You want to play a game?
Yeah, it's no game that Adam West passed away over the weekend, who was, of course, the legendary television Batman, as camp as it gets.
Right, absolutely. But we've got a little game for you.
Good morning, KSLX. Who do we have here?
We got Mike Orlando.
All right, Mike Orlando, are you prepared to be quizzed Batman style?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
All you got to do, Mike, is say yes or no as to whether these following names were actual villains in the TV series Batman, and you have to defeat the KSLX listener that we quizzed at the concert last night, okay?
All right, we'll let you hear how they did after you perform in the test. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you say yes or no to these, and there's no waiting around. You can't Google anything. You just got to do it.
No.
Okay. The Joker.
Yes.
The Archer.
Oh, yes.
Calamity Jan.
Calamity Jan. Calamity Jane was in it. No, I'm going to say.
Louis the Lilac.
No.
Siren.
TV show only, we're talking?
Yes.
TV show only.
No.
Clitoria.
No. Batman would have liked her, though.
King Tut.
Mr. Bruno, yes.
Okay. You got 4 of 7 correct. Calamity Jan, Louis the Lilac, and Siren were actually real villains from the TV show. Let's compare how you did against Brian from Gilbert last night.
Here we go.
The Joker.
Yes.
The Archer.
Yes.
Calamity Jan.
No.
Louis the Lilac.
No.
Siren.
No.
Clitoria.
No.
King Tut.
Yes.
All right, how did he do?
He got 4 out of 7. It's a tie, and you know the rule. Tie goes to the caller.
Yay, right on.
Nice job. Well played on your part.
Of course, that's because Brian from Gilbert is not here.
So. Yeah, you win by default, really. Don't be proud of yourself.
Oh, boo.
Excellent. Hang on the line. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Busy day today. All kinds of stuff. I mean, the Washington stuff has been brewing all weekend.
I guess that now the Attorney General is going to sit in front of a panel tomorrow. I guess every Tuesday now is, hey, let's see who we can grill on the government Tuesday.
Right.
So they're going to do another one of those sort of like the James Coney type deals where they testify in front of somebody. Jeff Sessions is going to step up now.
Yeah.
It's his turn. It's only a matter of time before the Donald steps in front of the camera again.
You know, I
just weird.
This will come out wrong, but I'm glad to have the distraction. But I'm not glad to have the distraction of Adam West passing away over the
right,
week.
Right, exactly,
it's,
yes.
It's sad, but it is a distraction from everything else going on. And
well, you know, I mean, it's a loss. And it's interesting because there's a debate now going on, and I don't know how this is possible. There's a debate going on about who is the best Batman. And the idea that Adam West would even be in the debate, I guess it's because he's the guy that sort of set the bar. But the Batman TV show was a farce. It was a parody. It wasn't.
Yeah.
The only comparison you could make to the first Batman TV show, or the Batman TV show that we all know from Adam West, is the Tim Burton versions of the Batman movies. Everything else doesn't compare because they're so much darker, so different. There was nothing campy or goofy about them.
Right. And even the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton one was fairly dark.
The first one was. The first one was. And then they got really, really silly.
Yeah.
By the time Chris O'Donnell was brought into it, it was dumb.
Well, you know, I said this earlier.
Right.
With Batman gone now, with him passing away, the scary thing is that his arch enemies are running wild. The Penguins won the Stanley Cup last night.
Oh, no.
No, that's dangerous.
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
So let's do all the day's news set to Led Zeppelin.
All right, here we go. We'll kick it all off. Another hearing on Capitol Hill. What will come out? Nothing will.
That's right. That is true.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Adam West is gone. Tears are in our eyes. The Joker's free to terrorize.
Nice. Well done. And I guess we'll round it all off in sports for you. Are you ready? The Penguins won another Stanley Cup, and nobody could give up. Fire trucks were seen outside the arena immediately following the game. So,
you know, you got to give it to the Penguins 2 years in a row. They did it on the road again. It's a good team. Yeah,
whatever.
Hey, you know, you may not like them.
It's 107 degrees out. Who cares about hockey?
That's right. It will. Well, it's not going to be that warm today. It's a cooling trend. Maybe 100.
Yeah.
For now, more Batman stuff.
I got to tell you, remembering the Batman TV show because of the passing of Adam West has been a fun Monday.
I got mail. Yay! I got mail.
Mark at KSLX.com, Neanderthal at KSLX.com, or you can always find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/MarkNeanderthal. Scott writes in, you know, I used Batman to inform my wife. She got mad at me for making my sons and my burgers medium rare, so I showed her the scene where Batman ordered he and Robin medium rare bat burgers because nutrition was important.
Nice.
She wasn't going for it. Divorce her now.
Divorce her
right now. She's cooking all the vitamins out of your food.
But I'd be glad to take your order.
I am a little hungry.
Of course, Robin. Even crime fighters must eat. And especially you. You're a growing boy and you need your nutrition.
Wow.
Hamburgers, medium rare.
May I recommend Bat Burgers?
Bat Burgers?
Trouble stealing your appetite.
Arrest it with our new Bat Burger. I'm honored by this tribute, miss. Two Bat Burgers, medium rare, and two glasses of orangeade, a doubles.
Holy fat burger, Batman.
That's great.
You're going to get all fat now like that. By the way, did you notice at the beginning there? You're a growing boy.
Yes.
And you need your nutrition.
That whole dynamic is really quite bizarre.
So creepy.
Of the young ward.
Yeah, the youthful ward, Bruce. When did that happen? When did rich people get to just pick a kid? They just come out and just take one. The state was like, hey, you got a lot of money. Here's a young boy. Because we've determined now, earlier today, Batman mentioned that someday Robin would be old enough to get his driver's license. That means that Robin was at least 15 years old.
You know, I found
younger.
I found a list here of many organizations that Bruce Wayne was associated with or responsible for.
Of course, he was a philanthropist.
Yes. For instance, the Bruce Wayne School of Home Economics and the Wayne Animal Sanctuary.
These are real. We're not making these up.
The Bruce Wayne Ice Arena. This is all from the show. And some other organizations, the Wayne Federation of Boys Clubs.
Uh-huh. Now we know where he picked up Robin.
The Wayne Camp for Underprivileged Children. And my favorite, the Wayne Foundation for Delinquent Girls.
That was a complete front. That was a front. That was a front. There was no way Bruce Wayne was involved with delinquent underage girls because he had a youthful ward who was 15.
Yeah, but that's the one that Dick Grayson always wanted to go to. He's like,
of course it is.
Can we go down to the foundation today, Bruce? See what we can get into?
Not in those panties.
That's
ridiculous. I mean, think about this for a second. Why wasn't CPS brought in there?
Right.
Not only was Bruce hanging out with a 15-year-old boy, unmarried Bruce Wayne, millionaire playboy, unmarried Bruce Wayne, hanging out with a 15-year-old boy who in the least was out past curfew.
Yes, absolutely. You know what I mean? And he was putting him in unsafe positions.
Well, you could probably unsafe phrase situ- could you phrase that a little bit differently, please?
Situations, meaning, you know, being tied up and having crocodiles swimming underneath you. That
Wait,
kind
hey,
of stuff.
You know, whatever you're into, we're not judging.
Yeah. So
NAMBLA, line four.
It's just it's all quite bizarre.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.